Located in central North Dakota, the Fezzeden area has been on the wet side for most of the growing season. However, the planting window allowed for the crops to get in the ground in timely fashion. Pioneer sales representative Leon Klocky says the soybean pods are filled to the top and the corn is starting to dent.
Our new 79-day corn here, it's already denting well. We had a pretty good pollination season this year, so if Mother Nature plays well with us, we should do fine.
That soybean crop, there's a lot of pods on this, and it's filled to the top. Obviously, we can thank our August rains for that, right?
Oh, it's going to make a huge crop. Right here, we should have enough to finish.
The next tour stop was at Windsor, North Dakota, between Medina and Jamestown, where Craig Stolick recently had a run-in with Mother Nature.
Lots of hail, August 6th. We had 70 to 90 mile an hour winds come through here with quite a bit of hail, so it really stripped things.
So what does this hail damage mean for that crop?
Oh, test weights will be lower, and definitely probably later, it'll take longer to mature too, so.
Driving along the countryside, there are a noticeable amount of sunflower acres across central North Dakota. Here's a Pioneer field agronomist, Larry Lunder.
Yeah, the sunflowers, of course, make a little better fit for some of the drier areas as we move west. The insect pressure was not that bad. There was some spraying that went on. Looks really good right now. Less of a development issue with them. We're generally pretty confident that, you know, if they're planted timely enough for the year, they'll make maturity and they'll do well.
The final leg of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, presented by Pioneer, will cover a portion of northwest Minnesota, starting in Red Lake Falls and ending in Roseau. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.